This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha from Wednesday. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. He will lay the foundation stone for the state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimadaka near Visakhapatnam, which is the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various railway and road projects worth over 19,500 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Odisha. The convention provides an important platform to connect and engage with the Indian diaspora and enable them to interact with each other. The Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is being organized in partnership with Odisha from 8th to 10th of this month in Bhubaneswar. A large number of Indian diaspora members from over 50 different countries have registered to participate in the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. Home Minister Amit Shah will launch Bharat Pol portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Pol portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. In a social media post, Home Minister Shah said the Bharat Pol will give a new edge to Indian investigation agencies by enhancing their global reach to fulfill the Modi government's vision to build a secure Bharat for all. Home Ministry said in a statement that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government has taken several important initiatives to strengthen the country's law enforcement agencies. In Tamil Nadu, 2 cases of human metapneumovirus have been identified. One person has been identified in Chennai and another one in Salem. In a press release, the government said this is not a new virus and was already identified in 2001. 2 persons have been tested positive for the virus, have been stable, and they are being monitored. Quoting the alert given by the Union Health Ministry, the state government said that prevention is similar to any other respiratory infection, such as covering the mouth and nose while coughing and sneezing, wearing mask, washing hands frequently, and reporting to health facility was important during this period. The press release said that the infection is typically self-limiting, manageable, and there was no need to panic. In Madhya Pradesh, the 31st National Children's Science Congress concluded in Bhopal yesterday. The 4-day event provided an opportunity to thousands of students to showcase their talent, focusing on science and innovation on the theme Understanding Ecosystem for Health and Well-being. Dr. Anil Kothari, Director General of MapCost, said this event is a wonderful platform for child scientists where their imagination and innovation get a new direction. This program is an important step to prepare future scientists. Overall, 640 students participated in the program, in which 194 project models were presented. 376 girl students participated through their scientific models. Children from 28 states and 6 countries participated in cultural programs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. He said he will remain Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. Making the announcement at a news conference in Ottawa this evening, the Canadian leader said he took the decision despite best efforts, Parliament paralyzed for months. Bangladesh's gross domestic product GDP growth declined significantly to 1.81% in the first quarter, July to September, of the current fiscal year, compared to 6.04% during the same period last year. According to the Bangladesh Bureau of Statistics data, this is the slowest expansion in over 3.5 years as political turmoil affected economic activity in the country. In Bangladesh, the financial year starts from July 1st. In Nepal, Sagarmatha National Park has eased helicopter flight restrictions in the Everest region following disputes among local authorities and the Airline Operators Association of Nepal, which led to the suspension of all commercial helicopter services. Helicopter services are used to travel to Lukla, Periche, Siangboche, Kalapathar and Everest Base Camp in the Everest Trek. And that is the end of this news bulletin.